The Lake County Elections Board has declared the results of the June 2nd primary now official. It was an election held in unprecedented times, with the COVID-19 pandemic creating extra challenges. The Times reports the board, made up of 5 Democrats and 5 Republicans, met Thursday to decide whether to include in the final tally any of more than 50 provisional and emergency paper ballots cast June 2nd. The ballots were questioned for a variety of reasons. Some were cast by people who were denied access to electronic voting machines at the polls because their eligibility to vote was challenged. Some people failed to present the correct and required identification, but the board reportedly gave those people an opportunity to bring the correct ID to the board office by noon Friday to have their vote counted. Other voters were questioned on whether they lived within the boundaries of the precincts of the polling place. In other instances, the voting machines were temporarily out of service. The board critically examined the provisional ballots Thursday. They rejected over 30 of them because the people weren't properly registered to vote or they didn't live in the precinct. Some of the provisional ballots were also technically flawed. Lake County Elections Director Michelle Fayman told the Times the vote tally became final at noon Friday. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sharon Jackson.